So we're here at Brady Cricket Club in Mahra Mason in County Derry. Some 40 minutes away from Letterkenny. We're here to preview the new North West cricket season with what is now Donegal's second senior club. But what makes this even more remarkable for Letterkenny Cricket Club is here they are set to play in the top level in the North West, but they don't have their own facilities. Each and every week they have to make the trip here to Brady to practice, and on match days for the last number of years they've had a 2-hour round trip each and every weekend just to participate in the qualifying leagues. But now they're in the senior ranks, and what makes this achievement even greater is the challenges that the club and its players are facing. Ram Mohan has been based in Donegal for over 20 years and has been playing cricket in the Northwest during that time, previously with the county's other club, St Johnstone. But back in 2019, Ram and a group of friends made the decision to form Letterkenny Cricket Club.
This was our dream, like when we started in 2019, that in 5, 6, maybe in 10 years' time, we want to play senior cricket. But with all the hard work from all the boys, and as well as, you know, the volunteers and parents, we made it. So, it's how many years now? 6 years. And considering COVID, right, 2 years COVID, there was very less cricket. But you know, if you see serious cricket, then I can say 3 to 4 years of hard work, yes, we are here. And then when we see where we stand as of today, it's you know, it's self-accomplishment, not only for myself, for the entire the group. The only thing which is still kind of, you know, hurting us is the facilities. Not able to attract the local crowd because we don't have facilities. We have to travel like 30 minutes and for matches 2 hours. So once we have that, then all I can say is that, you know, in 5 years' time, we should be kind of, you know, competing against the top teams in Ireland. And hopefully in one day, like, you know, we can have host a international match in Letterkenny.
If this level of cricket is going to be sustained in the Northwest by Letterkenny, having their own facilities, basic facilities, is key for the club. Letterkenny Cricket Club have already linked in with Atlantic Technological University in Donegal and the Donegal County Council. Both parties have agreed that they will support Letterkenny in trying to facilitate them. Councillor Michael McBride has established strong connections with Letterkenny and hopes that the council can deliver on the facility soon.
Ashin, I suppose first of all I would just like to congratulate Letterkenny Cricket Club on the phenomenal success that they've, you know, that they have achieved over the last number of years that they've been in existence. I've been working with Donegal County Council over a number of years trying to, number one, find a location for to put batting cages for Letterkenny Cricket Club, and number two, to find a long-term home for them in the town in Letterkenny. I think there's so many people involved in that sport now that they deserve to have their own home in Letterkenny town. And I'm really hoping in the next number of weeks that that Donegal County Council will have an answer back to Letterkenny Cricket Club. We've had some meetings, and I'm hopeful that Donegal County Council will be able to help them, number one, to get their batting cages, which is very important from a training point of view, and that in the long term, they may be able to assist them, maybe with at least with some ground where they can develop their own cricket pitch going forward.
Bobby Rayo's name is synonymous with cricket in the Northwest. He had a glittering playing career back in his native India, where he played and won at the top level. He's made Ireland his home for almost 40 years and also represented Ireland at international level. Bobby sits on the boards of Cricket Ireland and the Northwest Cricket Union, and he says that they will support Letterkenny in any way they can to get their own home back in the county of Donegal.
And now the first cricket team in Letterkenny. It's amazing to see that from just a grassroots levels where they came. So most important for them is developing the youth and going into the schools. And Northwest, I'm part of Northwest, like we have a new committee and a new chairman and a new CEO. We're going to help Letterkenny and other clubs, especially Letterkenny, like the CEO and the committee are there to work to get them a ground and, you know, the facilities and other things. Again, you know, it's not that easy. if you have your own ground, if they have their own ground, it's great for them to concentrate on the youth and even get in ladies' teams, because Drummond and other places too far to travel. But Northwest are working towards it. And it'll not be an easy this year for Letterkenny, because they come into the Champions League. Other clubs are already established, and they have pros, professional and things. It'll be a good challenge for them, and I'm sure they will. They'll put up a good fight, and hopefully they'll stay up or finish in the middle. It'll be a great achievement, you know.
Letterkenny have come up through the qualifying leagues, winning back-to-back promotions, titles, and numerous cups. The players involved in Letterkenny are from India, Pakistan, South Africa, Sri Lanka, and Afghanistan, but the first team still has yet to feature a player of Donegal descent. The quality of the opposition is about to ramp up for Letterkenny as it starts this weekend with two rounds of T20 action, with matches on Saturday against Eglinton and Ballyspallin before they play their first senior Premier League game in Section 2 the following week, and that is away to Glendermot. This season they will also be playing in the Northwest Senior Cup and the National Cup. Dilip Singh is the club captain. He oversees the captains of all five teams at Letterkenny. And he says first team captain Gopi Kurunjai Sava and the first team players are setting their goals high this season.
We have limited facility. So with that, I would say our goal would be, you know, give good competition to existing other team, try to sustain in this level in championship. And God knows if we'll do good, we'll see that if we can go promoted to Premiership 1 as well. Let's see, you know, so my goal would be, I will help team and captain to form a good competitive team with giving the chance to youngster as well. We'll try to win as much as possible the matches. We'll try to be at least top of the league. So that would be our objective this year. So this year we'll also focusing on if our second team can promote to Q2. So we'll try to be on top on Q3 league so that we can promote to Q2 as well. And we have third team in Q5, so we'll try to promote into Q4. I think we have good number of people this year. We'll try to give good competition and try to win the match, along with, you know, giving opportunity to youngster and new guys. In future, you know, I want, you know, the Donegal and Letterkenny new kids to raise some you know, the interest in the cricket. Cricket is all about hitting the ball, okay, realizing the bad ball and hitting it. And it is just like hurling, you know, just you have a stick of bat and watch the ball and hit it out of the ground. Pretty much same. So hopefully the Irish kids as well, you know, if they can get good interest in cricket. We have good team, we have good bonding here, so I think they will enjoy us. If you have interest in cricket, come to Letterkenny Cricket Club. It would be good fun.
Having proper structures in place, particularly at underage level, is key to Letterkenny Cricket Club producing homegrown players and have a Donegal player get to the senior first team. This can only happen if Letterkenny can get proper facilities. Varman Tiwari is the youth children's officer with the club.
Children are very important, because if they do well, they come up the ranks, and that's how a club can sustain. And we can sustain the cricket in Northwest. We want more kids from schools like Educate Together, Elistrine, and Skolkumkale. You live in a community wherever you go, right? So community has to come along. So see, like paddle, right? Pickleball. It has just become so famous recently. It started in Brazil, and now it's everywhere in Letterkenny, in Derry, all around. So same with cricket. Like, kids come, they see their friends playing, they show interest, come to the club. Like, I went to the schools a couple of times to get together, give them sessions. Some of the kids shown interest to play. So that's how we'll develop. But right now, because like we don't have proper facilities, like council is helping us a lot, but it's a challenge that we have to overcome with the council, with the people, with the support here.
So Letterkenny Cricket Club was formed 7 years ago. They now play in the top tier of senior cricket in the Northwest. That's a fantastic return by its members in such a short period of time. I'll leave the final word to Dilip Singh, the club captain. What's his vision of Letterkenny Cricket Club for the next 7 years?
First of all, we would like to be in the top league, that is in Premiership 1. I'd like to have some ground, our own ground in Letterkenny, so that our local guys who have interest in cricket, they can go and enjoy the match, watching match. So we are not getting a kind of proper spectators, you know, who can come and support on the ground. Few families are coming sometime, but if the ground will be in Letterkenny, we all can go in as a family and we can enjoy the matches there. So I'm hoping, wishing that we will have our own ground in Letterkenny and we'll see our top teams performing there, and we'll cheer for our Letterkenny Cricket Club team.